Good morning and happy Friday Eve. It's the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
Oh my goodness. These stories just keep getting better and better. So have you heard about this? There was this 19-year-old girl who was going to get a tattoo. As she's leaving to get her first tattoo, her mom, who sounds like a trip, by the way, said, "You won't get your Chinese food order on there." And she's like, "What? You won't do it?"
This is what the mom said to the
"You won't get your Chinese food order tattooed on your body." So she did. Yes. How about it, Ellie Campbell, 19 years old. She's a graphic designer. She figured out the I don't know if she went to a Chinese restaurant and said, "Can you write down my order in Chinese?" But it's big. And it's like under her arm on her like on her rib cage.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it takes up a lot of it. It's not like she didn't get it in fine print. It's large Chinese writing. And it says, sour sweet chicken, beef fried noodles, fried rice with egg, chicken ball.
Chicken ball?
So first of all, who even orders all of that in one sitting? This girl looks way too thin to be eating all that Chinese.
But yeah, that's
her
favorite.
That's her Chinese order. Sweet and sour chicken, beef fried noodles, fried rice with egg, and chicken ball. What's a chicken ball?
What do you think the tattoo artist said when she walked in and said, "This is what I want"?
Well, she explained that. He said, "Is this your first tattoo?" "Yes." "I'm not doing that."
Is it really? That's
yeah. He was like, "You're crazy." And then she told him the story and she's like, "But my mom bet me that I wouldn't. So
I have to.
And she's like, "It's my Chinese food order." So, I mean, there she is.
Yeah. And that's not small. That's a lot of ink. That's got to hurt.
But look how cute she is. You know, she doesn't look like when you look at her. And if she were to say to you at a party, if you meet this girl at a party and she's like, "I've got my favorite Chinese food tattooed in Chinese on my rib cage," you wouldn't believe her. You'd make her show you.
No, yeah, because you think she's like a trigonometry major or something.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks super smart. It's hilarious, really.
Good for her. So what would you get if you did the same thing? What would your tattoo look like if you got your favorite Chinese order?
It would have to be General Tso's chicken, Angry Crab Rangoon, and wonton soup, just in case I get a cold, because that's the best cure.
You would get that all tattooed?
Well, I mean, I have to follow suit. You can't just get one thing, no, right? You've got to place an order. You're placing an order.
Skipping the chicken ball?
What? I don't know
where she's going. Yeah. I would just get a fortune cookie. And the fortune would say something like, "You're about to make a very bad decision."
Too late.
So,
story of my life. Thank you.
So we want to know about
Confucius.
Oh, no. About your bad tattoo decisions.
Yes.
Let us know. 215-263-6700. This is the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU. We're talking about this girl who got her favorite Chinese food order tattooed on her side. So we want to know about your bad tattoo.
Sean, tell us about your bad tattoo.
Well, I was 18 and Mom said I couldn't have one, and three of us friends went, and I got one. I said, "Just do it. I want a Nike swoosh."
Just do it.
Just do it.
Did you get it on the side of your foot as though you're wearing sneakers all the time?
Now, that would have been priceless. No, I had to go and put it right on my left upper arm so everyone could see it and make fun of me.
Oh, no.
And you've been wearing long sleeve shirts ever since?
Long sleeve shirts ever since.
Hilarious.
Yep, it was one of those oopses.
Yeah, well, just do it, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
Good morning, Rob. Hey, tell us about your bad tattoo.
So me and my brother had made a bet when we were like 19, and he was 19 and I was 21. And I bet him he wouldn't get a smiley face, the Walmart smiley face on his butt. And he told me I wouldn't get my first name tattooed on my shoulder. So.
No.
Wait, so you both did?
Yeah, we both did it. So he has the Walmart smiley face on his butt, and I have my first name on my shoulder.
Oh, my gosh, Rob. What, does it just say Rob?
Yeah, it just says Rob in big bold letters.
Is it like script, or does it look like it was written in crayon?
No, so it looks like fancy letters. it, you know, so it didn't look horrible. So I had to do something a little bit.
So you chose a creative font.
How has that affected your life, Rob?
Oh God, everybody that I meet, I think if I'm down at the shore or something, I'm wearing like a tank top or like a wife beater or whatever. People be like, why is some guy's name on your shoulder?
Yeah, and I'm do they think it's your boyfriend?
So every time I tell somebody, I'm like, well, if I ever get lost, or if I ever die, you just have to look at my shoulder and know who I am.
I guess. Yeah, but he has to marry a woman named Roberta.
Yeah, there you
not many around. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. I can't believe these stories we're getting about. We're talking about...
My body hurts. Like, my skin is crawling hearing about some of these tattoos.
Well, I think part of it is Andy and I, we don't have tattoos.
Yeah.
And we're talking about tattoos this morning, especially bad ones, because a girl got her favorite Chinese food order tattooed on her rib cage. So, Samantha, what is your tattoo story?
So it's actually not my tattoo. It's a good friend of mine. He has the word, your name, tattooed on his butt. So he always tells people, oh, I have your name tattooed on my butt. And then when they actually ask to see it, it just says your name on his butt.
I had that kind of trick pulled on me in college, probably more than once, honestly. But
it might be the same guy. What's his name?
Yeah. No,
his name's Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon?
I don't think anyone that and no one was named Brandon back then. Is it big? Or is it just a little letter? Because I feel like you're going to regret that eventually, right?
Right. It's really small, actually. It's like handwriting almost. It's really tiny. And then he has a slice of pizza tattooed under that.
So. Ew! Oh my gosh, that's so gross!
So how long have you been married to him?
Oh, no, I'm not married to him. He's just a good friend of mine.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be the girl that has to explain to the girlfriend
right.
why he's got pizza tattooed on his butt, Samantha.
Yeah, is there any reason for the pizza?
Yeah, he actually got them all done within the last, year and a half, I want to say. So it hasn't been too long he's had them.
So it's like he just, does it look like he sat on a piece of pizza and that's what's left?
It's just like, it's one of those ones that has like the cheese melting off of it and stuff.
Oh,
so
God.
It's like super weird.
So
that makes it worse.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. You need different friends, Samantha. Hang with a different crew, all right?
You're right. All right. Let's check in with Jolene. What's your story?
All right. So, 14 years old. My boyfriend decides he wants to give me a tattoo. Indian ink, sewing needle, and thread. I get a heart with an arrow through it on the back of my shoulder.
Oh. Using a needle and thread?
A needle with thread wrapped around it and Indian ink.
Oh, my God. How painful was that?
It wasn't.
How does it look?
It was very dotty. It was just a bunch of dots. You could tell what it was supposed to be. I've since had it covered.
I wish you could see the look on Andy's face right now.
You should have seen the look on my mother's face when she saw it.
Oh
my God.
That's crazy sauce. All right. Well, so any regrets?
No.
I don't suppose you ended up marrying him.
I did marry him. We have been married almost 27 years.
No! That's and it all started with a tattoo when you were 14.
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
That's a good ending.
Yeah.
All right. That's my kind of story. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Hi, it's Kylie.
Hey, Kylie. So what's your bad tattoo story?
So this guy I know, he's kind of a family member, so to speak. Trying to be funny, I guess he got a camel on his big toe. So it's like the joke camel toe.
For real? He got a camel tattooed on his toe?
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of bad decisions wrapped into one.
That's so gross. Like, that's something that's funny when you're young. And then you're like...
Yeah. Well, how old was he when he got it done?
I'm pretty sure he was like late 20s.
Jeepers, creepers. Well, because Kylie, here's what I'm thinking. you know, maybe one day he'll get married and have a family. And now he's going to be in his late 30s or 40s when his daughter is like, Daddy, please tell me why there's a camel on your toe. And then he's going to have to explain it to her.
I was thinking the same exact thing. And I don't even know, like, why or, like, when he did it, but I saw it on the beach, and I was like, is that a camel toe?
Oh.
And he just started laughing. I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and you're laughing because it's, like, better you than me, buddy.
Yes, exactly.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Is he really proud of it?
Kind of, yeah. Not going to lie. He does have a few other pretty bad tattoos, but not going to.
So that's kind of his thing.
Yeah.
he's the bad decision maker.
Right, yeah.
That's, everybody needs one of them in their lives.
Well, he is the king.
Thanks, Kylie.
Thank you. I really didn't think I was going to get through. So. I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.